WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a song by a band called David Age and the Regrets.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Heads Will Roll by the Upper Crust. Before that, we opened the thing with David Age and the Regrets. I've seen them a couple times now. I like them a lot. That song was called On Our Own. It's 809 WMFO in Medford. And I'm here with Tracy Chevalier. How
are
you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Skybar?
I'm good. Good. We're going to talk a bit about Ski Bunny.
Yeah, my band, my new band. Ski Bunny, yeah, we got together. It's been various configurations since we got together. I think June was our first configuration. We did a video shoot for CCTV in Cambridge.
Yeah.
And that was our first performance, the first ever appearance of Ski Bunny. And then since then, it's gone through some personnel changes, but we've got Nini Dizzle on guitar. She's I saw her play at a cover show on Halloween for Girls Rock Camp. She was in the Cramps band. It was awesome.
A Cramps cover band?
Cramps cover band, yeah. Wow. It's an all-woman bill, and they did Zeppelin, Flight of Fire did Zeppelin. It was an incredible show. It's a great scene here. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, we were talking about that. The local scene is thriving. For those that don't know, you just go out, and it's there. You just got to go out and pretty much any night of the week, too.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's great energy.
Maybe Monday, Tuesday, a little slow. That's why I have my show on Tuesdays.
That's good, yeah.
But like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's generally something going on.
Always, yeah. It's great. It's great around here.
So you've had a few incarnations of Ski Bunny in a short time.
Yep, and our new guitar player has been with us for about a month, a little over a month, and she'll play our... it's been a trajectory. It's been a lot of fun. We had our first several gigs were at O'Brien's.
Yeah.
So we somehow managed to get our foot in the door there. So the last 3 months, we've been at O'Brien's every month. It's crazy.
I was at O'Brien's a few nights ago. I just mentioned that band, David Age and the Regrets. I saw them there with... God, I forget who else. I basically went to see them. But it's a good room. Sometimes the parking there can be a bit...
It's tricky. Eh. Yeah, Austin always, but it's...
But
I
find a
place.
Way. I always find a spot.
Yeah, you do, right? Like, you always end up there. Like,
yeah, you have to go to these, like, a half hour early than you want to be there.
Yeah.
Because you got to know you're going to do a few loops. You're going to go down a few side streets, and you'll get there.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's a good place. So we're actually there on Thursday this week.
Thursday?
With some great other... local bands. Were there with Power Slut, Thrust Club, and Leaf Cutter.
Power Slut's been... They were on here recently at MFO. I forget which show, but I know that...
I love Power Slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the dude from... is he the Muck dude? Is he in Muck and the Myers?
The bass player's in Muck and the Myers.
Yeah.
Hugh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I can't think of his
Linnea's
name.
And Linnea's my pal.
His name escaped me.
Yeah.
But we're going to play... you're going to play a couple tunes for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to play some songs. I'm going to play... a new song that I'm just still in that phase where I can't stop playing it day and night. I sing it every hour of every day. So I'm really excited to play it. So it's premiere performance of, it's called Highway.
Cool.
When I got no one place I'd rather be, I get in my car and drive to my destiny. Looking for someone new to the neighborhood. Looking for someone new and it feels so good. It feels so good. Yeah, it feels so good. I got a boy in every town. I ride the highway up and down. I got a boy in every town. I ride the highway up and down. When I'm in all the time, when I tell them all, one of them shoots me up with a fireball. Fire runs through my veins, I slam my foot on the gas. Everything's racing by, I'm moving way too fast. Driving way too fast. I'm driving way too fast. I got a boy in
every town. I ride the highway up and down. I got a boy in every town. I ride the highway up and down. Gotta squeeze in one more guy before I call it a night. When I lose all control, I feel alright. I lost the road, so I follow the sky. One thing I know, when it's time to die. When it's time to die. When it's time to die. I got a boy in every town. I ride the highway up and down. I got a boy in every town. I ride the highway up and down. 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 Down.
Very good.
Oh my god.
No, that was good.
Thank you.
And that's a debut?
That's a debut, yeah. Oh, I die at the end of that song. I don't know if you caught on to that. I'm like,
yes,
dead.
Do you, they say when you've heard that if you dream you die, you actually die. Like in your sleep, if you, I've never.
Is that really like?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you would never know because
you're gone
if you
by
die,
the time it's too late. You can't find out.
I've never actually died in a dream, but I've heard that rumor that if you.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with the song. Like, I don't know why, but I play it with the band too. We're not going to play it on Thursday because it's not ready. I just wrote it like days ago, which is why I forgot the lyrics halfway through. But that's okay. But we, when we play with the band, the cymbals, my drummer, John Cuna, by the way, is the mm-hmm. drummer. I mentioned Nina, I didn't mention John. He simulates a car crash musically on the cymbals.
Oh, really? That should be funny.
And the guitar players are pick on the strings, and mm-hmm. And so they're the car rolling, it's a car crash, so they're the car, like, the gears, you know, everything's like the metal scraping, and the thing's falling off, and I'm the person inside on bass. So when I hit that last low E, that open E, it's over. I'm dead. When that's on, it's like, and I don't, and so I literally experience that when we jam on it, when we practice it.
Do you write like, lyrics first or music, or does it matter?
Usually the bass line comes to me first. And I just
feeling lyrics around, yeah.
try to figure out what that feeling is and then where I know that feeling from, you know? And then I go from there, what it's about.
What about the name Ski Bunny? What's that all about?
Oh, gosh. So Ski Bunny is, I was a ski bunny. So a ski bunny is a woman who, in New York City from 2008 to 2010, which is when I lived there, I advertised on Craigslist Casual Encounters, you asked the question.
I did.
To party with guys, random guys. That's how you meet them, is on Craigslist advertising as a ski bunny. So it was my identity. I was calling myself a ski bunny in these ads, like, uh-huh. you know, all the time. I did it day and night. I was out of my mind. Let's be, like, honest about that. And so it was my identity. That's what I was calling myself. That was my occupation. Instead of advertising as an accountant or a lawyer right. or whatever, I was a ski bunny. So it's really, okay. and it's been, anybody who knows me knows Ski Bunny is everything I do is called Ski Bunny. It's been that way for years.
Right.
So the natural name for the band was Ski Bunny.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's a euphemism basically for like a woman who trades sexual favors for uh-huh. party favors. We'll leave it at that. So
mm-hmm.
but then there's another kind of ski bunny which I riff off. It's a ski bunny that's over in Aspen in the Rocky Mountains, that kind of ski bunny. This is a different kind of ski bunny, but you'll see elements of that as I play with that concept and try to mess with people's minds in various
ways. Interesting.
Thank you.
I somewhat knew the answer to that, but I wanted to ask you.
You asked anyway.
Yeah,
on the air of all places. Yeah.
It did.
We did. We went there.
I'm gonna play a tune by the Organ Beats. And then we'll be back and we'll play another number and chat some more. These are the Organ Beats. That was Watts with We're All Done with Rock and Roll. And before that, what did I play before that? The Organ Beats with Chilly Breeze of May. The Organ Beats are on the Carissa Johnson bill. I'm looking a bit ahead here now, but March 10th is her release party. And both those bands, actually, Watts and the Organ Beats, are also playing at that show. With a fourth band that escapes me right now, but I'll know soon enough. I just forgot it. Back here with Tracy. How are we? That sounded
good.
Great. That
Thank
first
you.
Tune was great.
I got my headphones on now so I can hear how sound's going out.
Sounded that. Good.
Thank you.
So is this is this one that you've played with Ski Bunny before? Or is this
The one I'm about to play is the one that we've been playing since the beginning. And I rarely play this by myself, but I'm going to be busking going forward in the subway. I got my subway permit, so I'm working on a sound, so I'm working out all these songs on acoustic guitar.
Yeah, we were talking about busking, and I was like, if I did it, I would be a seasonal busker because I could not tolerate the cold. But you'll be indoors now for
the
cold.
I'll be down underground. Yeah, I'm going to check out all those permitted places the performers can play. And
but you need a permit to do this.
You need a permit, yeah. It doesn't take long. It's a few days. They mail it to you. You go, and they take your picture, and they give you a badge as well as a piece of paper.
You get a busking badge.
I got a busking badge.
Do you have to have it with you at the...
Yes, you do. You have to have it visible. You have to, basically wear it. It comes on it like a string.
Wow.
You know, so you get... Or, a band.
I wonder how often they really check that.
Probably if you're making this trouble. You know, if there's, trouble.
Yeah.
If they got to, control you in some way, they'll ask for that stuff. But you can get away with,
How often do you do that?
Off the record. I went out a couple of days recently when it was warm enough to go out, and then I realized I could make some money. So I need money. We all need money.
Sure.
So I checked out the META system because it was really too cold to play outside.
Yeah.
And it's too loud to play inside in most places.
Yeah, you're caught between a rock and a hard place with that.
So Subway seems like a good solution. So I'm bringing my amp down there, my acoustic guitar, microphone, and see how that goes. But after this week, I got 3 gigs this week. This is number one. I got 2 more coming up. So
the station
next
counts.
Week I'll be out. Yeah, the station
MFO counts.
I'm playing for people. I'm playing for Scarbar and all of you out there.
There
Thank you
go.
For listening. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
All right. So this song is a song about a party I went to. And so close your eyes and keep your mind open. And let's all go there together right now. It's called Base Case Scenario. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got a gig at a rock and roll party. Base case scenario. Playing bass and the whole thing started. Base case scenario. I get on stage and the crowd gets silent. Base case scenario. Some the people smiling. Base case scenario. I found out the golden rule. They don't teach this back at school. If you want to keep your cool, go get your base case scenario. Base case scenario. Hanging out on the couch, there's a cool vibe. Base case scenario. I think I'm falling in love with the sound guy. Base case scenario. The love is flowing from every direction. Base case scenario. Something special, a deeper connection. Base case scenario. I found out the golden rule. They don't teach this back at school. If you want to keep your cool, go get your base case scenario. Base case scenario. Base keeps the pace for you in outer space. What's coming next? Love, peace, sex. Love, peace, sex. Love, sex, peace. Love, sex, peace. Sex. 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 We're in the moment, no past, no future. Base case scenario. Soundtrack for a revolution. Base case scenario. My head's clear and my heart's on fire. Base case scenario.
of fasting my soul, desire based case scenario. I found out the golden rule, they don't teach this back at school. Stay like me for alpha cool. Go get your best case scenario. Best case scenario.
Thank you. Very good.
That's a very happy, upbeat song. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah. Not as opposed to the first song about dying.
Exactly. This is about living. This is about living in the moment, going to parties, bringing the whole message of the song, obviously, is like whatever it is that you do, whatever you love to do, get a case for it, take it on the road, share with people. Because if you love it, they're going to love watching you love what you do.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. So it's a base case scenario. We all have them.
Are you guys thinking about putting anything out?
Yeah, we are. I actually applied for a grant, which is they announced the recipients this month, and that would be enough money. It's a grant in order to record and then throw a CD release party during 2018. So I'm waiting every day. I'm checking my email to see what's going on with that. And then,
things are going forward for Ski Bunny.
Oh yeah, we got gigs. We're booked at the Tavern at the End of the World March 3rd, at McGann's April 13th, and we're gonna take it from there. We're definitely gonna record in the next few months because people have been asking,
and
if somebody asks, you gotta have something to give them. You know, we're not gonna
mess around.
It'll
probably be some sort of physical product.
It'll definitely be a CD. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's one of my, not a pet peeve, but as you know, yeah, everything's digital now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine, because I know, you know, it's not easy to get the monies up to throw a CD out.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I think it's cool when bands do.
It's nice, and it's like, just, it's I'm trying
I'm
to go throw back
to like having, looking at a case or some artwork or Yeah,
like being able to like handle something that like an artist put together for you in the way that they meant to put it together for you. It's like, and it's tangible. It's like, I want to go back to that. I'm making flyers for the shows. I go out and do like old school stuff, like go to the shows, hand out the flyers, stuff like that. Because it's hit or miss with the internet. You know, you can't always count on that, like producing. And it's fun to do it the old way. And you interact with people more than doing anything, only like the face-to-face, the old-fashioned way of interacting, which is like eye-to-eye, like, or voice-to-voice. I want to try to get a trend going backwards. The whole net neutrality thing, I was saying, if that goes away, that we could see a positive in that. And, go back to making flyers and running around and hanging out, you know, and hand-delivering stuff to people like that. That's a good time. You go to more parties
that
way. Cool. Yeah.
I'm going to play a few tunes. We'll come back and we'll do one more anyway, right?
Yeah, I got one more for you.
Babble a bit more.
Sounds good.
All right, I think this is new stuff by a band called Crunch Time. Gave me the CD. I got the CD a little while back. Here we go. WMFO in Medford. Crunch Time.
Chops good with a file buffin'.
Skybar back, WMFO in Medford. That was Justine and the Unclean, a song called Bring Me Fire off their new CD called Get Unclean. Before that, Crunch Time with Hipper Than Me, again off of that. That's actually an EP by Crunch Time. That also just came out, though. It's 8:41, WMFO in Medford. We're here with Tracy Chevalier.
Hello.
And you got one. The phone's ringing, but I'll get that later. Call back in like 10 minutes. But you got one more for us?
Yeah, I can play another song. This is, thank you. This is about a vacation in P-Town. So once again, close your eyes, open your mind, and let's go to P-Town.
I like P-Town.
Yeah, it's a good time. I had a great time the other summer. short visit, but packed a lot in, as you will hear in the lyrics to the song.
All right. It's all yours.
It's called Route 6.
Cross Route 6 and my bare feet. 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 Partying with some vagabonds in the middle of the doom. Two guys, two girls, some tequila and some tune. Drove across from Vegas searching for a good time, but the sun is going down now and I got to say goodbye. Cross Route 6 and my bare feet. 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 At the concert I say so and my heart explodes. I see so many people I loved so long ago. The love and the music pulses blood through my veins. It's a kind of scene you never leave once you're back in it again. Cross Route 6 in my bare feet. 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 The bar kicks us out, so we're hanging on the street. I'm escorted to the after party by the women that I meet. In the garden backyard, an angel shoves coke in my nose, and we talk about discrimination like everyone knows. Cross Route 6 in my bare feet. 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 My new friend, she tells me that I'm special and I'm good. I'ma walk home, I kiss her like I never knew I would. Wanna stay forever, but it's time to say goodnight. Oh, the parties and the people in P-Town are alright. Cross Route 6 in my bare feet. 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 Down Cape, 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 Cross Route 6 in my bare feet. At Cross Route 6, Cross Route 6 in my bare feet. At Cross Route 6, Cross Route 6 in my bare feet. At Cross Route 6, Cross Route 6 in my bare feet.
Very good.
Oh, thank you. Back to reality. Whoa.
All about Route 6?
Crossing Route 6 in my bare feet. Yeah, I wrote that just after I had crossed Route 6 in my bare feet.
Was it hot?
Route 6 was not hot. It was okay. Nighttime, so good. It was getting dark. I had just come from partying with those vagabonds in the middle of the dunes. I was crossing Route 6 to go to meet Sue at the bar.
Okay. Good reason to cross.
That's right. I had a party good to reason. Go to, as usual, though, as how I like to set up my life. That's things are going well when there's a party I need to get to.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the goal.
All right. I'm going to play some tunes. Time flies when there's a guest in. It's a... got about 14 minutes left, but we'll be back one more time to say bye and run down your upcoming gigs maybe one more time. But this band's called Continental.
ashamed.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Like she owned a big piece of the bistro, walking like she took it, my brother, because maybe she does. In a smooth light on the Albertina, where she launched a little magazine. Launch it like a rocket when you write the zeitgeist, so money's alright. Shoppers and crabs.
That was John Paul Heider with Airport Life. We're wrapping this thing up. I'm here with Tracy Chevalier, 854 WMFO in Medford. We got any last things you want to discuss? Gigs you want to mention once again?
Sure, I'll mention the gigs. We've got a gig on March 3rd at Tavern at the End of the World with Hummingbird Syndicate. Very much looking forward to that. That's going to be, actually, we're going to have a different guitar player, but it's a fill-in.
Yeah.
It's not a replacement, so... So that'll be interesting. It's a different kind of sound than we usually have. And April 13th, Friday the 13th at McGann's in Boston. March 19th, I have a solo gig at PA's Lounge, performance art kind of thing.
And then, and then also the I have a secret gig coming up on Saturday night at a industrial park somewhere on the South Shore. So we'll just leave that information out there like that.
So yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, I'm busy. This week is busy. This week is great. It's very exciting.
Starting off here.
Getting that takeoff, going into hyperspace right now, hopefully this week.
All righty. Well, thanks again
for coming in. Thank you so much for having me. It's great.
We'll do it again. Thanks again for coming. It's 855 WMFO in Medford. I got to say that before we get off. I'm going to play something by Sidewalk Driver. But thanks again. And we'll see you next week. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Once a week, I'm a superstar. Got a special seat at the bar. The smoothest voice that you've ever heard. And I don't need to read the words. Don't even care if they like my song. And I don't care if they sing along. Cause all I need is a microphone. And I don't care that I go home alone. Cause it's Monday. Take another long look to find your weapon in the songbook. The DJ already knows mine, cause I've been coming here for a long time. Just ask the girl at the hostess stand. She really wants me to be her man. She's just too shy to applaud, you see. Must be too shy just to talk to me. But it's Monday. Wanna be